Our invitation hymn will be 943 if you want to be marking to that. We do thank you all for being here this evening. I agree with Sam. I guess people's enjoying this lovely weather we're having out or on vacation, but we are glad that each of you are here today. And if you are visiting with us for the first time, we want to offer a warm welcome to you, and we hope that you'll stick around after our worship tonight so that we can introduce ourselves to you. Dan is away at a gospel meeting in Cushing. He'll be gone this week, traveling back and forth, and so he'd ask if I fill in for him, and I gladly accepted it. I do apologize, as I mentioned this morning, I got just a little bit of sleep last night, but I'll try to get through this, and I know that y'all will be able to gain something through this, and I appreciate Sam and leading that beautiful hymn, Heavenly Sunlight. I'd ask him to do that, because that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. That will be our lesson as we look through that. You know, there are certain songs that we often sing here in worship service, and a lot of times we just get wrapped up, I think, in the singing and forget really what some of these words mean. And we're reminded a lot in these beautiful hymns that we sing, the promises that God gives us. And this is perhaps, and I think I've mentioned this to you all before, one of my favorite hymns that we sing together here at the church. And so I thought it'd be appropriate to bring this message to you all through this beautiful hymn today. This song identifies blessings that we all have as we walk in Jesus Christ as our light and life. I was reminded of this song a few weeks back as I had the opportunity to take a break from the world and work and to walk out in the woods. I like to do that from time to time, to get away, to be still, and to get out in God's nature and enjoy the beauty that he has created. And getting a walk through the woods that evening was just a pleasure for me and fulfilled. I was walking through the woods as spider webs were hitting me in the face, mosquitoes swarming around me, stepping in ant beds, getting scraped by briars and everything. It was great, I'll tell you. It just so happened to be in the evening time as the sun was beginning to set, and so I was out in God's nature there. It began to get dark, so I figured that I would start heading back to my truck, and as I was walking back, I had to change of direction. It just so happened the sun had fallen below the tree line there and left a ray of sunshine down this path I was walking. And it just reminded me of this song, as this song often floods my heart and soul in my walk here. And I know perhaps it does of y'all as well. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, and he said this, 1 Corinthians 14:15, he says, I pray with the Spirit, and I also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. You see, if we sing these songs sometimes, we will sing it with our spirit and understanding. And if we know these words that we sing with understanding, it will help us in our life. And so the first verse there, walking in sunlight, all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, a promise divine that never can fail. You know, our life isn't always perfect. It isn't always a ray of sunshine. We are oftentimes have problems in our life. And this journey that we're on is our life that we are on now. In the first three words of this verse, walking in sunlight, isn't a physically walking with the sunlight as I was in the woods, but it's our walk in life. And so you're either walking in sunlight or you're walking in darkness. This verse reminds us and conveys the great confidence that we have as we're walking in truth. If we are walking in the sunlight, which the sunlight is Christ, we're walking in truth. And I feel that as we walk in this life, there are so many things around us that perhaps is false. And it always feels good to know the truth, and when you're walking in the truth, you feel a whole lot better. You know, just as this weekend, the beautiful weather the Lord has blessed us with, away from the heat and the humidity, it's cooled down, the winds have been blowing, I know it physically makes us all feel better. And when we're in the light of Christ, spiritually speaking, we too feel better. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, it talks about the light and the darkness and sin and forgiveness. It says this, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is the light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." You know, in life, sometimes dark does surround us. As I was walking back to my truck that evening, in that ray of sunshine, I had to veer back off because that path wouldn't lead into my truck. And when I veered back off, I come back in darkness. But I remember that ray of sunshine there. And just because we become Christians in this life doesn't mean that we're going to have difficult times. And so that light is a reminder that he's always with us. This verse also gives us a confidence that Christ promises that he will always be with us. In the book of Matthew, in the 28th chapter there, the Great Commission, Jesus says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." Also in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. For he has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you." What a great promise and confidence that we have, that knowing that whatever walk we're in, whether we are in the valleys of the mountains or on top, that we know that our God is with us wherever we are. This is just one of many great promises given to us. 2 Peter in the first chapter, verses 3 and 4 says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature of having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." And as we know, in this society, especially this world that we live into, it's nothing new that was back in this time that this world is full of evil. And you may even be walking on the right path in that sunlight, but it just seems that those around you are evil. But know that God is there for us, and he equips us with everything to get through any difficulties we may have in life. God's promises, his word, all of that never fails. In Joshua 21, verse 45, it says, "Not one of the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled." He did fulfill all his promises to them, and he fulfills his promises to all of us here today. That verse reminds us of that. In the verse 2 of that beautiful hymn, "Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side." This verse reminds us that the fact that our confidence is solid, and no matter what the circumstances in our life become, each one of our lives are filled with different circumstances, probably every day or maybe every week or every month, but there are different circumstances that come into our lives. One day may be better than the next. One day may be worse than the other. Sometimes these circumstances are caused by our own actions, but sometimes they're out of our control. But it shows us that no matter if the shadows are around us or above us, which they are, they'll never hide the love that our Lord has for us. Some of these circumstances that we face in this walk of life could be a death of a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a child, a close friend. These are shadows that come around us, or perhaps an illness in our own bodies, cancer, aneurysm, tumors, these things, heart attacks or injuries, car wrecks, broken limbs, a loss of a job can bring these shadows around us. Divorce, becoming homeless, or maybe even incarcerated. You know, I think about Paul a lot, and Paul's one of my favorite characters in the Bible because he's been through so much. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, Paul pens these words, and let me remind you why he was in prison. And it's not like a prison that we have today where these inmates can watch cable TV, have three hot meals a day, a bed to lay in, get a college education, or whatever, have outside connection with this, with the outside world here. No, Paul was in a prison that was meant for punishment and torment. Paul was chained, and he still wrote a lot in the Bible. There was still a lot to learn from him. He says in Philippians chapter 3, in verse 7, he says, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. What is it more? I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through the faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and also, and so somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead." He later says to Timothy in 2 Timothy in the 4th chapter, he says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near." You see, Paul was in a bad place physically, but spiritually he was in a good place. All that stuff that he lost, he counted it gain because of Christ, even to the point that he knew that his time on earth was over. His death was coming forth, and he still had a good attitude and still was walking in the sunlight of Christ. In verse 7, he continues on and says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." You see, no matter what circumstances we have in life, we can have a confidence like Paul. Tribulations of this life cannot change these facts either. It can't change the facts that God cares for us and that he loves us. You know, circumstances physically can change a lot of things in our life. When we lose our job, we may lose our house. We may lose our car. If we are caught up in a divorce, we may lose our friends or some family members. But we never lose the love and care that Christ have. Paul also writes in Romans 8, 31 through 39. He says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give up all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Is it God who justifies? Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness, danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep being slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, certain circumstances in our life, these shadows that sometimes feel like they consume us, that we can't see anything else, it never takes away, it never takes God away from us or his love. And so every day when we get up in the mornings, you know, we may pray or we may ask God's will for His will to be done in our lives. But what we should be telling ourselves and praying that no matter what happens to us this day, that we know that God's love will be with us and He will care for us no matter what circumstance we may be faced with today. And because these facts don't change, we have confidence to keep close to His side. In the book of James, in the 4th chapter, verse 8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Come near to God each day, and He will come near to you. That brings us to the 3rd verse of the song. "In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love." This verse reminds us that we can walk in sunlight every day because Christ is our light. You know, we need physical light in this life to maneuver around at times. I know that when I turned 40, my eyesight got a little bad. I used to could read in the dark, but now I have to have bright light to read. But physically, we need this light, but not only physically, we need it spiritually as well, because there are times that things get in our heart and our minds that bring darkness within us. And so we're reminded in this verse that in this bright sunlight, that we're ever rejoicing, pressing on to that mansion above that God has prepared for us. In the book of John, 1st chapter, verses 1 through 8, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He became only the witness to the light." There are people in this world today that want to be the light. They do certain things or claim to be a Christian and want to do all these fantastic things, but they cannot do anything without the light. You see, God sent John to show people the light. And as Christians, each day that as we're walking in this, we're ever rejoicing because we let that light reflect off of us. That is a good thing to know and an encouragement that we have. Jesus came into this world so that we could have true joy and have it to its full. In John 15:11, we're reminded that "I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." God's promises, God's faithfulness, His love gives us motivation to keep pressing on every day. I don't know about you all, but there are times that there are things that happen in our life, circumstances or things that happen that kind of hold us back. We may step back a little bit, but we can press on, and we should. In Philippians chapter 3 and 13 and 14, it says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." We see in the book of John, too, that Jesus says that He goes to prepare a place for us. And as we walk as Christians on this life, we hope for that reward someday. Some may walk in this life thinking that they'll see the light when they get to heaven, but in fact, Jesus is the light here from the heaven above. We can't have that hope. So in closing tonight, in this chorus, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises. Jesus is mine. As I mentioned, Jesus is our heavenly sunlight. We have contact with that heavenly sunlight here on earth because we have fellowship with one another in Jesus. It's good to know that even though we're here in this broken world, that we have contact, a connection, and a relationship with someone in heaven that can guide our ways. When we are in fellowship with Him, He fills us with that divine light. The fact that Jesus is ours should make us want to sing His praises all day long. This beautiful hymn, as I mentioned, that I don't sing it out loud because I'm not a singer, but I do hum this song. This song has helped me get through many situations in my life, and I hope that it will with you. Every time that we sing this beautiful hymn, that we have these promises through the Scripture and the truth that we have. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That's my message this evening. If there is anyone here tonight that has perhaps been living in darkness, the light is here. And we want to give you an invitation to come forward tonight to obey the gospel and to be baptized for the remission of your sins and to become a part of this light of this world and this light, this mission that we have. Or if there's someone here tonight that may have given their life to Christ and obeyed the gospel but may have stepped out of the light, or maybe let darkness consume them and would like to be restored back to that light and that good fellowship with Christ, we encourage you, we stand here this evening to help you and to pray for you to get back into that light. I thank you all for your time tonight. Let's be standing for our closing song. Or our